We were delighted when Kermit Hall, a friend since the early 80s, became president of the University at Albany. A week before he died, we had breakfast with Kermit at the president's house. So I went to the memorial service at the university with a heavy heart. There was a woman standing in the crowd I didn't recognize. She was just standing around quietly. My ability to recognize faces is poor, good enough for most things, but it often fails me. She eventually made her way to the makeshift outdoor stage that had been organized for the memorial. Once the memorial got underway, she was introduced as Senator Clinton. I don't remember her reading anything. What I heard was a warm, heartfelt eulogy of my friend, a eulogy that flowed easily from her, filled with memories of their work together to strengthen the university in New York. I know Hillary has a heart. I know she's a warm person with strong feelings. And I don't care in the least whether she'd want to have a drink with me. I don't care whether a president is spontaneous or funny when you get to know them. I admired FDR enormously, not because of his dog, but for his good sense. Thank heavens that he knew German well enough to understand how dangerous Hitler was before anyone else in America. I admired his wife and regret the pain it caused her that some women were sufficiently devoted to do anything for the president. But in the scheme of things, I have no ill feelings toward FDR for it. What mattered most was that he put his energies into turning this country around in the middle of the Great Depression and preparing this country for what he knew was the inevitable battle with Hitler. He was the man we needed, and thank the Lord for him, to heck with who his drinking buddies were. I don't want Hillary to be spontaneous so I could imagine enjoying her company or she mine. I want her to be thoughtful. I don't want her to take us into foolish wars on wild hunches or to come out with whatever thoughts she had in the moment. We don't need a president whose calculations are as bankrupt as some of the companies he ran into bankruptcy. A president needs the mental equipment to calculate carefully, and a candidate needs to position herself or himself to win, lest we find ourselves with one of the clowns on the other side who compete for the privilege of exercising their free speech in the most vicious ways, arguing we should deprive friends and neighbors of their citizenship, break up their families, and throw as many people as possible behind bars in a collective orgy of prejudice. That may be spontaneous, but it's also small-minded. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have long had my admiration, and I support the message they've been taking to America. I want them to give Hillary cover to move leftward without losing the public in the process. But I think Democrats have been mis-evaluating Hillary. She's many of the qualities we need. She surprised many in both parties by just how good a senator she turned out to be. Democrats need to appreciate her toughness, experience, and ability to navigate the challenges that confront presidents, not her ability to handle a stein of beer.